Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's turn to Psalm 37 as we continue to go through it. Today we're going to look at verse 24. So if you have a Bible, grab it, take a look at Psalm 37, beautiful psalm. We're going to look at verse 24. But we need to back up to verse 23 that we talked about last week to talk about verse 24. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. Amen. It's good. It's an encouraging news. The righteous and good man, this righteous man, Psalm 37 is talked about the whole time, he will fall. It's expected. But he will not be utterly cast down. And that word cast down is the picture of throwing something away. And all of us know that due to the moth and rust nature of the fall that we live in, we eventually end up with things in life that are worn down. They've lost their value, right? And even when the thrift store won't take our old clothes, there's only one thing to do with them. It's to throw them away. My first car was a 1981 Volkswagen Rabbit. It was perhaps the ugliest car ever put into production. And unfortunately, I loved it, but it was T-boned. And the insurance company, since I only bought it for $600, summarily totaled it. And it was thrown away, effectively. And so the righteous man may encounter a fall, an accident in life, so it were. It might be no fault of his own. Sometimes we fall into various trials, don't we? Sometimes we fall due to our own sin, too. But God's children will never be thrown away, never utterly cut down. In fact, the falls of life God uses. Our Father takes these to build our faith, to strengthen our hope in Him. God turns these trials into just what we need, just at the right time. Another ounce of humility, that meekness, that boldness, a more trusting in Him. He advances us to be conformed to His image, and He takes us away from our tight-gripped control of life. God does not throw away His children, but through faith in His sanctifying work, He gives us all these promises that we've been studying in Psalm 37, a resting in God, a delighting in His ways, a love for Him, an abundance of peace. So why is the righteous man not utterly cast down? It's because, as we see in our verse, the Lord upholds him with His hand. And this is the primary exhortation for us today. It's God that upholds us with His hand. Oh, too quickly, when I'm in trouble, I think perhaps I must overcome this by working harder, by figuring a better way out, or maybe by pretending it didn't happen. I falsely believe that it's up to me to hold myself up and get through this. But it's God that upholds us. And while there's good things that God could bring about in our life, by His providence, it's not even a good governor in Denver that's going to uphold my soul, is it? It's not my savings account. It's not my skills and talents and abilities. But it's God that upholds us. It's God, even when we get scars and tears and hurts and we fall, He doesn't cast us away. But He has us to respond by faith, by trusting in Him, calling to Him for mercy. He doesn't throw us away. Rather, He builds us up, and He leaves us more righteous, conformed to Him. In the words of the Apostle Paul, we are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed. Because this is how the Lord works in the righteous, in His children. As we look to Him in faith, as we declare with our lives that He is Lord, the one true and living God, then we can rejoice. And we look forward to, we can even actually anticipate these trials in life. From 2 Corinthians 4, it reminds us that we should not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things that are unseen are eternal. Brothers and sisters, we need to walk in these ways of Psalm 37. Our steps are ordered by the Lord. By His grace, the Holy Spirit directs our thoughts and our affections and our longings towards Him with a renewed mind in Christ, with a heart on things above, with a life tailored towards godliness. The righteous man loves God more than anything else. And though he may fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with His hand. So yes, we will fall. We will endure trials. But God is there upholding us. He's even sovereign over the trials. Remember that. So that we're never cast away, but instead He takes those winds and waves of life and He fashions us, He strengthens us, He refines us, He renews us day by day for His glory. As we enter our time of confession now, let us humbly consider and come before God. Have we ever placed something else in front of our lives that we think can uphold us? Only God is who upholds our soul. Perhaps we place our hope of our rescue out of a trial in our strength, in our skills, in our resources, maybe in our perfect doctrine and our educational choices, or maybe our good businesses. These are not going to uphold the men and women of God. Maybe we just be willing to lay it all out on the table right now before God in confession and declare the truth. I like this truth, one of our hymns, the way it declares it. Because we know that we don't bring a lot to this fight. We were saved, we were redeemed by our God. So we can declare, not what my hands have done can save my guilty soul. Not what my toiling flesh has borne can make my spirit whole. Not what even what I feel or do can give me peace with God. Not all my prayers and sighs and tears can bear my awful load. Thy work alone, O Christ, can ease this weight of sin. Thy blood alone, O Lamb of God, can give me peace within. Thy love to me, O God, not mine, O God, to Thee, can rid me of this dark unrest and set my spirit free. Let's pray. Father, we confess to You our sin of making other vain attempts and false gods to uphold us in times of trouble. But Lord, as Your children, we acknowledge that though we may be overtaken in a fault, but by the grace of God, You will recover us to repentance so that we will not be utterly cast down, but we would be once again humbled and then made more useful for Your glory and Your kingdom. Oh God, do that work in us now, we pray, as we take a moment to individually confess our sins to You.